The state of Iowa has agreed to pay two private insurance companies an additional $386 million state and federal dollars to operate the state's Medicaid program. Under the newly signed contracts, Iowa Total Care and Amerigroup will receive an 8.6% increase for the current fiscal year, which began on July 1st. State Medicaid Director Mike Randall told the Council on Human Services today that reasons for the increase include changes in program and legislative requirements.
As I said, I don't like to characterize increases or raises to the managed care organizations. As we set rates, more than 92% of those dollars are going to go out to the providers who deliver those services to our members.
Randall has said privatized Medicaid management is saving the state money, but Democratic lawmakers say these raises show that is not the case. Iowa Total Care joined the state on July 1st. It replaced United Healthcare, which left the state in June. Renovation of Sioux City's transit maintenance and storage facility is getting a financial boost from the state. It was among five projects to receive state public transit infrastructure grants this week. The Iowa Transportation Commission yesterday awarded Sioux City more than $135,000 for that renovation project. Other projects that received grants were in Benton County, Ames, Dubuque, and Ottumwa. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have one more update coming up at 5:32. I'm Mary Hartnett.